I'm Jesse DeGroot, the marketing representative for the Mack Hayden Theater in Chatham, New York, and you're in tune to 90 points.
Cause I don't know if I can't wait for the next ice, so cut me off. I hang by thread, cause when one thought's gone, it's replaced by the next. Got one foot off, but I'm too scared. Oh, it's a pointless debate of who's to blame. Distract ourselves from our feeling shame. And that old vein that we once had faded out. I'm sorry for the pain I've caused. Sorry. Problems out, boy. I know that it's not your fault, but it's eating me alive and tearing me apart. Sharp edge crying into space. A year's worth of emotions in days. Why is everyone around me strange? Why the hell I gotta feel this strange? So cut me off, I hang by thread. Cause when one thought's gone, it's replaced by the next. Got one foot off, but I'm too scared. Oh, pointless debate, who's to blame? Distract ourselves from our feelings change. And that old pain that we once had faded out. So I'm never gonna look back. Never gonna look back. So I'm never gonna do it to you again. Never gonna look back. Never gonna do that. So I'm never gonna look back. I'm tired of this. I should hate myself, love my body and sell my soul. But when it's gone, where does it go?
Radio Live on 87 FM WGXC, broadcasting your Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
There it is.
Oh, that's the intro?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I thought you were going to play us in something else, but that's cool. Today, we have a whole show dedicated to you about how we get our motivation and what our creative process is like. Because a lot of the times in mental health, people don't really talk about how a lot of the production and what you can produce is correlated to your mental health. So yeah, we're just going to give our own unique takes on that, and we will be right back after another song.
We
in the weather and all of the in the news, which is now called the information update.
Which is very, very, very strange to me. Honestly, how has everyone's day been? Well, honestly, we'll be back. Well, I guess if you want to sit us back. See you later. 3, 2, 1. We're out.
Take my hand. Put it in yours. Can I have this dance? When I touch her, I want her. Need her. Love, baby. Oh, to dance. It's so.
Each other, thinking orange skies, feeling super childish, no Donald Glover, missed call from my mother, like where you at tonight, got no alibi, I was all alone, with the love of my life, she's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night, I don't need no light, to
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And today, I'm your host, DJ Kola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Sean Money. There you go.
And today we have a show about motivation and your creative process. But first, let me just break down what Clubhouse Radio is, because that's today's show you're listening to from our weekly slot of 6 to 7 p.m. And we're pretty much, I say pretty much because we're not technically a community center, but we have everything a community center has.
We're a drop-in center.
Yeah, but we have even more because we are brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So if you're feeling down and you need somebody to talk to lift you up, come on by. And on top of that, anything you can think of that a community center would have, like a PS5, some food, we got that. You know, we got clothes. Every now and then we get donations. We have like Clubhouse merch for free if you come on by. 455 Main Street, 2 to 8 p.m.
Yeah. I'm so happy. So motivated about this show. I'm eating the apple pie. That's my motivation.
That's some good motivation. That's how you know you're living well in life. But talking about motivation, what is your creative process? When you're writing something or when you have a song, how does your song start? What is the beginning stages of you making a song? And it doesn't even have to be you working on it. It could just be you thinking of, like, the idea of the song, you know?
Okay. Sorry, I just stuck my face full of apple pie. I'm sorry. Oh, no, wait, you talk.
Okay, so I would say motivation really comes to you in waves. You know, it's not something that you can force. It's something that you gotta find and grab. And sometimes when you're looking for it, you can find it. And then sometimes you just can't. You know, you look all around and you can't really grasp onto any ideas or anything that you want to make. And that's when I just like to take a walk. Because taking a walk can be such a way to let ideas flow, and it's almost a meditative state of mind.
Okay. So, are we talking about, like, if you're in the studio already or outside the studio?
Either or.
Okay. So, if I'm in the studio, I have to hear a beat. And what I mean by that is if I need to hear myself on that beat. Like, you know, like, sometimes you'll think you hear someone talking,
yeah. But
there's no one talking. That's how it is for me.
Right on.
And if I don't hear those words on a beat,
yeah,
I just won't think that it's, I won't think that it's that one. So, hey, that one
what?
Was mine.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, creation is something that anybody can do. It doesn't even have to be when it comes to music. You know, if you're at home or, let's be honest, more realistically, in the car driving, it doesn't always have to be music, you know. You could be writing poetry because poetry and music...
Oh, I forgot about that.
Like, music, especially poetry and rap, it's almost like a one-to-one, you know. And it could be painting.
Your next-door neighbors.
Huh?
Poetry and rap are
next door. Yeah. And then on the upstairs floor a little bit further away, we got, like, you know, some, art. And music
acting.
Is art, but, like, I mean, like, paint and art, like, paintbrushes, acting.
Yeah, I was about to say, acting is really underrated.
For real. Acting is so much fun. I've always wanted to get into voice acting.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, go figure. I mean, look what we're doing.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah. If you want to send us an email on what your creative process is, you can hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Yes.
ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And, or you can send us a text at 518-291-6066. 518-291-6066. And we'll put what you have to say on the show as long as it isn't something completely outrageous.
Yeah, hopefully.
Like, your creative process can't be killing other people. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Like, that got dark.
Well, I mean.
I mean.
Yeah. Your creative process can't be like.
I hunted pigs, so, like, don't be, like, on, like, I'm a Batman villain type movement, please, like.
Yeah, you know, and that's what art is so great about, because it releases all those pent-up emotions that you have a hard time expressing.
Do you want to go over these Dragon Ball quotes?
Yes,
I would. Motivation. They're sounds. So.
You know, we're also giving some respects to late author, he has sadly passed away, Akira Toriyama.
And he has motivated an entire generation. Yeah. So we're going to play some generations. He has motivated generations. He's a creator of Dragon Ball Z. And we're going to play some Dragon Ball Z clips that will.
We can talk over them. That's okay with you, right? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. We'll go to. Vegeta, 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 W Vegeta.
First of all, I am Vegeta.
I am a Vegeta stan.
That's valid, that's valid.
Vegeta.
The OG Vegeta was Piccolo. Goku's rival.
Forgot about that. Well, if we're being honest, the OG rival was Master Shin. That wasn't me, was it Shin?
Nah, you mean Tien's master?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I could kind of see that.
Who was Shin?
But yeah, you know, Dragon Ball, super motivation.
Here's another one. Don't you remember what... Just look at you, skipping training again. Don't you remember what... I need to listen to this when we're in the gym.
How'd you expect right? to achieve anything with that weak, lazy mindset of yours?
Get back to work. Don't make me tell you again. He said, don't make me tell you again.
Because the only person you're cheating or you're like skipping out on when you
just yourself.
Yeah, for real. You know, I told everybody, oh, but I'm going to cheat. What are they going to think of me? No, you're cheating yourself. You had a routine that you wanted. What is this work over GT?
That was a W transition.
Nah, we got generations of people wanting to look up to Goku because he was the man that made things happen. He had a vision and he saw it through. He had a vision of Gohan being the strongest, and now look at where we are. Beast Gohan.
Gohan's still not the strongest. Look at
we
this.
Don't count
Gohan,
Beerus.
Gohan, you're a disappointment.
What do you mean? In the newest chapters, he was sparring with Goku when he was beating him.
No. First off, they don't even explain Super Saiyan Beast. I get it. We know why, because we're hardcore fans, but they don't explain it. Why was his power so dormant after so long? Bro, it was a bad power-up. I don't care what anyone says. It was a bad power-up. I'm so upset.
Gohan can only beat somebody if they have Cell in their name.
There was only one good. Gohan stopped being good.
I'm sorry. He's still Gohan for me.
Really?
I love Gohan.
So Gohan is like...
Did you see him in the BoJack movie?
Yes. That's my Gohan.
That's Gohan.
That's my Gohan. But this Gohan, boy with glasses, a scholar, a nerd who can't catch a Potara earring.
So what are some things you
hurts
do
my soul.
When you're lacking motivation and you need like a little pickup?
I think of Super Saiyan 2 Gohan.
You do?
Yes. Nothing else. Movie Gohan. Nothing else.
See, Gohan.
And if I'm feeling down, I feel like Gohan from Resurrection F.
That's valid. Why don't we pull up Android 16 speech to Gohan?
Oh my goodness. I got one last one.
Okay, I found it. Okay. I thought it was gonna give me an ad.
And for those of you listening or just tuning in, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre Catskill, and Hudson. I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Sean Money.
And today's show is all about motivation, so we got one of the most motivational shows coming for you today. Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, Dragon Ball Super, you know, just the Dragon Ball franchise. Amazing. But now we're going to be talking about motivation.
Okay. So this motivates you. Which one? Are we looking at OG? Or are we looking at Z Kai?
Let's get the TFS.
Wait. I don't think we can show that.
Can we show that?
All right, let's do Kai.
No, we can't show that.
All right.
Remastered version?
Yeah.
No ad!
We can play a song.
Click. Okay, cool. So, what? Top 10 favorite Gohan transformations.
Top 5.
What?
There isn't even 10.
So that's why I said top. Ooh. Gohan doesn't really have that many transformations.
No.
I think it's time to play us into
back.
A song.
Oh, wait,
because
no, we're back.
One
we're
thing
back.
I do when I'm lacking motivation is wait, I... Okay, 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 okay.
Okay, okay.
What?
Android 16. I don't know why, but I really like Gohan's voice actor.
Right? I'm pretty sure it's actually a girl.
That's bad. I threw him too far. Gohan, let it go.
Hold on. Let's see.
It is not a sin to fight for the right cause.
Facts.
There are those who words alone will not reach.
Facts.
Cell is such a being. I know how you feel, Gohan. You are gentle. You do not like to hurt. I know because I, too, have learned these feelings. But it is because you cherish life that you must protect it.
Ugh.
Nah.
This sentence.
Cell was really a menace. Bro heard his speech and said, ugh.
And I looked at the words. We can play the TFS.
Okay. We'll do that for this killing one. Me.
It's so nice of you to help, 16. Mm-mm. But I plan on doing this my way.
Nah.
Please.
The smile is crazy.
Drop your restraints. Mm. Protect the life I loved. Oof. You have the strength. My scanners sensed it.
TFS still hits harder. I'm saying. I'm telling you. Play the TFS.
I will after a song. See how this goes.
Yet another fighter you could have saved.
Dang.
16, you love life. You gave everything up to save it. And you were just an android. I let you die. I can't do that. I won't watch anymore. I feel it slipping. And I won't watch this anymore!
Just needed a friend, but now I share a bed with you. Am I dumb to succumb to the noise? I'm not a little boy no more. I made my stupid choices too.
Brian is-
Tell my mother that I'm sorry. Tell my father just the same. Tell my sister that her brother might as well have gone insane. Is there space for me in Houston? 'Cause it's spacious in LA, where the grass is always greener and the world can scream my name. But you never really cared about the way that everything turned out. You didn't want to fall in love. You're looking out for yourself now. It's starting to piss me off. I thought I had you figured out. Never thought you would call my bluff. I'm more and more aware of it now. You get drunk, then start to curse me out. I told you to watch your mouth. This is exactly what my mother would warn me about. But
Baby, you can call me when it's over. I talk to your therapist. He said you were getting sober. There's only but so many heads that can rest on your shoulder. But I think yours was the best for me to cry. Cared about the way that everything turned out. You didn't wanna fall in love.
You're looking out for yourself.
When you're done with them, draw and quarter that buffoon.
Ever since my boyfriend Max passed away.
I'm surprised you're still... Well, I was going to say kicking, but...
Go hard.
Uh-huh. All right, fine, fine. Then you talk to him, Jesus.
What? What are you...
Grow up.
Huh?
You act like you are the only one suffering. But I believe that Trunks has some stories for you. And I can assume they all end with... And then he died too. And before you start whining about your father, again, and I get it, take a moment to consider that my father made me a soulless killing machine to kill your father. And that doesn't even come close to the complete tragedy of fatherhood that is Vegeta.
You wanna come up here and say that?
I am ahead.
Then maybe you should quit what you are.
Cell was right. You think you're better than everyone else, but there you stand. The good man doing nothing. And while evil triumphs and your rigid pacifism crumbles into blood-stained dust, the only victory afforded to you is that you stuck true to your guns. You were a coward to your last whimper. Of fear and love, I fear not that I will die, but that all I have come to love, the birds, and the things that are not birds, will perish with me. So please, Gohan, stop holding back. And hey, if we do make it out of this, please...
Day in, day out, not settling, 'cause I know that nothing's ever free. Can't say I'm not where I'm supposed to be, 'cause I know that I gave everything.
Moving, I can't stop, won't slow down, gotta keep going. Storm coming, these waves crash on me, but I just keep growing. I just go where the wind takes, never wanna have been safe. Can't make a new way, find a new lane if you don't risk take. And I ain't slowing down for no one. Only way I fail if I don't try and never show up. That ain't never gonna happen, never gonna pack it up and quit. Got a big bag I need to get, telling me to relax, I can never sit. Because
day in, day out, not settling, 'cause I know that nothing's ever free. Can't say I'm not where I'm supposed to be, 'cause I know that I gave everything.
Everything I do, I have to shine. I'm trying to get it in faster time. That's why I put in the after time. Mastermind, making a hit just to pass the time. Easy as ABC, Jackson 5. I want enough of the moment, a little bit more for the afterlife. Yeah.
I'm either restless or I'm productive. And it's so destructive, but it made me me. If I rerun it, I want
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill, and Hudson. And I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Shawani.
And today we have a show all about motivation and inspiration. There was one clip I was going to talk over, but we had a little bit of technical difficulties. So, yeah.
If you want, you can still talk over it or talk about it.
Nah, we're good because we already played it. So, do you have any other more inspirational content?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's a couple. You want to pick?
No, you're good.
All right.
Life is an ever-going challenge, always active, right? Every single day. We wake up, we have a choice. Life
And is... then, that was by Corey Kenjin. That was, He's a pretty good YouTuber. A lot of people love his content. It's the only thing that sucks is that, like, he goes on very long hiatus. Like, for, like, 9 or 10 months.
See, and that's the thing with a lot of artists, is when there is no inspiration, it's really hard to be found. And that's kind of what this show is about. What inspires you? Even if you don't got inspiration, we talked a little bit about our creative process. Shaw was talking about how he needs to hear a beat and hear himself on the beat to kind of work it. And for me, it's like a feeling that I gotta grasp, and I'll keep on working on it until it feels right. Even if it in my brain it sounds right, if it feels wrong, I won't keep it, you know.
If it feels wrong in your brain,
even if it, like, my brain's like, yeah, no, this fits for what you're trying to do, if my heart doesn't feel like it has the same intent, I try to workshop it a little bit more.
Okay.
Really? And a lot of artists, that isn't a bad thing if you're starting out with a project and you don't know where it's going to end, because that isn't necessarily the end. You're going to have a bunch of skills from that project and a bunch of new information on that quote-unquote failure, and you're going to be able to use it to succeed next time, and it teaches you. So even when you do make something and it doesn't turn out great, you're still an artist in that part, because you're putting everything together and you're getting, it's like practice, essentially, you know. It's like you can spend 2 hours practicing an instrument or whatever and not create something.
Yeah.
And that's still part of the work. Like, you can practice 2 hours painting and it could be like a bunch of techniques, you know.
I mean, I feel like that's really all it is, like, really about, like, the technique, the form.
Yeah.
So if, like, if you don't have, like, the basis and, like, the stable thing to do, I feel like there's really no inspiration.
Yeah. You know, and personally, this is a part where I'm a little bit confused by, and I'm figuring out right now. But I've noticed a lot of times I've tried to, like, put myself in a routine, but I can't get inspiration when I'm in that routine. Like, inspiration hits in the weirdest of places. Like, I could be on the toilet thinking about something, and then it will hit, like, I'll hit a banger idea, and then in the middle of using the bathroom, I'll be on the toilet and I'm like, I have to write this down, this is an amazing idea. And if I don't write it down right then, I'll just completely forget what's in my head.
Really?
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
What? I'll be doing something and, like, it, like, completely, like,
yeah, like, you have down an idea, and if you don't write it down there or get it down, it will just slip.
Yeah.
Right?
That happens to me with, like, lyrics.
And, like, inspiration comes in the weirdest place. Like, it will just hit you out of nowhere.
Yeah, like you could be chilling, and it's like 12 o'clock at night. Everyone's asleep. Oh, my God.
Right? And that feeling, like, I got to get my life together, clean their room, does push-ups, starts writing stuff. But, yeah.
Next morning, you're like, what was I doing? Like,
and if you don't want to take it from us, we're going to have somebody a lot more knowledgeable. He has
Steve
a lot more years than
us. Harvey.
He's going to speak a little bit on inspiration. That's why you will fail. And kind of what we were talking about on your fail.
Oh, yeah.
You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt.
Facts.
So you gotta get
comfortable. It is weird. It doesn't feel right at first.
If you ever want to be successful, if you stay,
you have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful. That's a good bar.
Oh, it is. It is.
Steve Harvey is saying that. You know that means it's has some merit, because he's a successful man.
I have one from the GOAT himself, my king.
Oh, bet.
I had to get one from my king.
This is the last road to conquer, man. This is what we always dreamed about. This is what always we've been preparing about every single day from training camp. But it starts tonight. Take every possession, like it's his last. Every minute, every second, every quarter, like it's his last, man. And play Miami Heat basketball. Let's go, come out successful.
Let's go.
Here we go, man.
Let's hit first, fellas.
Dominate. 1, 2, 3.
Dominate.
What were your thoughts on that, buddy?
I think it kind of...
1, 2, 3, dominate!
It resonates me on something like a quote I'd heard. And if, like, if we live forever, we would never have motivation to do something. A lot of people don't take the time to consider that time is limited and you don't have infinite to create something. And they'll spend a lot of that time wasted. And, you know...
Do you think if we were immortal, we would still have a planet?
If we were immortal... Yeah, I feel like... A lot of arts would die out if we were immortal. I feel like music, poetry, all of that would die out. Because if you live forever, all the things that you want to accomplish but don't need to, it's just going to be, you're going to put it back. Because, you know, you don't ever have to stop. So, you just say, I'll do it one day. With us, we have a limited time span, you know. You say that and then you're still growing older and you're not getting it done. But if you were immortal, you could just keep on putting it off.
I don't know, because then I feel like there would be those people that was really motivated. Or, like, what about, like, those really smart people that would make technology better and, like, the world better?
Would they?
Because think about it. If you're immortal, you know how many years you can have? Decades. Like, more than that. But, like, to make the world better, solve so many problems.
I could see that. From my point of view, it's like... Time is like money. The less of it you have, the more valuable each little bit is.
Yeah. I'm going the opposite, because I was thinking the more time you have, the more you can do.
I could see that. There are, like...
And I feel like that's kind of like the theory of time travel, in a sense.
I feel like... I don't like the phrase, you can't teach an old dog to do new tricks. Because, first of all, that's just false. You can teach an old dog to do new tricks. That's been studied. But second of all, on top of it just being a false statement, if you took it for rhetorically what it actually means linguistically, you can't teach. You know, it's just also wrong.
What?
You have people in their, like, 50s who are go down in groundbreaking inventions.
Nah, right?
Because, like, when did Oprah start singing?
Oprah!
I'm going to look that up, but I'm pretty sure it was, like, crazy.
As you do that and we continue to talk, I may play a little bit of a Kobe motivation, because... We love Kobe, right?
Mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself.
Facts.
Mentality means. Facts. It means every day trying to become better.
Kobe was smitten.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that'll try to crush your dream.
You keep talking, but
yeah,
Kobe was smitten.
I
once had a guidance
counselor. I was just listening to that.
Oh.
I'm gonna rewind that a little bit, because I thought that a little bit spoke to me about people crushing your dream. When you have a dream, the only thing you have to worry about is people crushing it.
I'm so sorry. I muted it.
You're good.
Simply means the Mamba mentality. Simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. Uh-huh. That's what the mentality means. It means every day you're trying to become better.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that'll try to crush your dream.
Facts.
And I want to add on to that. That could be you. You could be sabotaging yourself.
That is very true.
A lot of the times, your greatest enemy is yourself. Because other people, you can't change their actions. The only actions you can change are yours.
Or the doubt that you're in your head talking about. I can't do it.
Exactly.
Get up, buckle boy.
And if you can do it, then would you rather be somebody who didn't try at all, or somebody who knew they couldn't do it and still tried their hardest?
You want to know what Mike Tyson said? Sign the contract, big boy. Get up and sign the contract.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And we're going to go into a little song.
Okay. I have some
news. We have no news update.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No information. What was it called again?
I don't know.
Information update.
Whatever. How do you say it? I don't know. Song time.
Yeah, they changed the news, but yeah. Song time. This is Connor Price. Too bad.
Oh,
I saw the signs, but I ignored them all. Yeah, way too blinded by euphoria. I couldn't see, I had the shortest straw. Red flags wave high, guess I must be colorblind. People try to warn me about you, but I wanna leave you. Told me you and him were only friends, and I believed you. Thinking it was all inside my head until I opened up the thread. I saw the pictures and the text, I couldn't breathe. Told me that you could see this here forever. I guess that's a lie. Cause the same lips telling me that I saw kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Yeah, too bad if you think you want a second chance. I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Yeah. Want a second chance, I ain't not your backup plan. No, I'm not your second man. I gave you my heart, I thought it was safe. You broke it apart and then you threw it away. And I just hate that there's a piece I'll never get back. You'll have it forever, I'll accept that. 16 missed calls, heard that you looking. You had a clean shot, point blank, saw it, took it. We had a fall out, boy, how you caught it and pull it. Told my dad about you funny, he said I dodged a bullet. Told me that you could see this here forever. I guess that's a lie. Cause the same lips telling me that I saw kissing him back. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. Too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Yeah, too bad if you think you want a second chance. I'm not your backup plan, no, I'm not your second man. I said, too bad if you're feeling lost, I'm not around. I said, too bad if you wanna talk, I'm not in town. Too bad if you think you want a second chance. I ain't not your backup plan. No, I'm not your second man. Nah.
Hello, everybody. Ooh, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7
FM,
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and
Hudson.
And today, our show is about motivation.
Because,
you know, you can't get anything done if you got no motivation.
Facts.
If you think about it, motivation is like an energy meter, and once you run out, it's like very
it's
hard.
Like that.
Yeah, right? You got to do certain things to get it up, and then doing certain things takes it down.
You said that, and I thought of Larry the Lobster.
What?
You said that?
How?
Because you said motivation. You know how Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob is always lifting. So that must mean Larry the Lobster must have a high motivational meter.
You know,
so that must mean he's the most motivated character in SpongeBob, besides SpongeBob.
There was that whole episode about living like Larry, living your life to the fullest. Mm-hmm. That I think a lot of people can take a lesson from that. Everybody needs to live in today. The past is history. The future is mystery. The present is a gift. That's why it's called the present. I stole that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. All right. That wasn't me. That was Master Oogway.
I feel like Doc Brown from, you know, do you know who Doc Brown is?
No, I don't.
No? From, like, Back to the Future?
Yes.
Doc Brown was, like, I think the reason why Doc Brown made Time Travel is because he was so old that he wanted to make something inventional. He wanted to have a name.
Hmm.
So now, He's so old that he can never pass away.
So, if time travel did exist, right? And yes. You had a girlfriend, and then she went back in time before you were dating, and then cheated on you, is that technically cheating on you? Yes.
Wait. And she's my girlfriend?
Yeah, and they go back
in time?
Go back in time, yeah. Because then yes. You weren't dating then.
Yes.
But you weren't dating. So that's not cheating.
If she's my girlfriend in the present, and she goes back in time to cheat?
I saw a comic about that. That's the only
thing. I don't care. That's still cheating. That's still cheating. If you have the nerve to go back in time, that's cheating. You cheated when you decided, oh yeah, I'm going back in time.
The craziest conversations. You can tell we got that drive to just talk about silly things. And if you want to talk about silly things or just live your best life,
come on
down on Clubhouse. We are located 455 Main Street. We're open 2 to 8, and we are like a community center. We are a drop-in center. We're better, though, because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we have mental health-trained professionals.
I just realized something. We're stupid. We're talking about motivation.
Yeah.
And you wonder who we didn't look up?
Who?
The Rock.
That is crazy.
Because you were
it's
like,
about
you,
drive.
You,
it's you, about power.
We survived. We put it work. Put it in hours. It takes. What's up, bro? Like, how did we?
Nah, The Rock is awesome too.
How do we not think that?
Have you ever seen The Rock standing next to Shaq? I want to see how that looks like.
No.
Like, what's that? I wonder what that height difference is.
Give me the stand, the mic stand, just so I can talk and tape at the same time. I'll look it up right now, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That being said, motivation is something that kind of comes naturally, but you have to look for it. I think that's my best analogy. Some days you can look and look, but you can't find it. And obviously, looking versus just sitting there, you're going to be able to find it more, but sometimes you just can't still.
Have you seen it before or no? You just wanted to know what it would look like?
No, I'm just curious because they're both really big, especially Shaq.
Okay, so this is Shaq next to John Cena.
That's crazy.
But this is Shaq.
You really can't see him.
This is Shaq next to Kevin Hart.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. He looks like a child compared to Shaq.
And Shaq compared to The Rock.
Okay. The Rock actually doesn't look super tiny next to him.
And this is Shaq next to
Yao Ming. That's crazy.
That's Shaq next to Yao Ming.
Yao is really that much taller than Shaq.
And Kevin Hart next to,
These people have the most motivation if they're really doing these competitive sports like that. That's crazy. I could never.
Okay.
These are some of the most motivated people we know.
I'm so motivated.
You know, one thing motivation sadly cannot do is make you grow. Like, as an artist, yes, but like, you ain't getting as tall as Shaq. I'm sorry. I ain't either.
I know that.
I ain't either. Don't get me wrong. We're like the same height. Fun fact.
Not the height difference between Shaq and Kobe.
That's actually not that much at all.
No, it's oh no, wait.
You think Kobe would have to stand on his tiptoes to kiss Shaq?
No, wait, maybe. Wait, how tall? Okay, look, how tall is Shaq?
And at the end of the day, another good thing is about enjoying the time spent, because you don't always have to be working 24/7. You know, you can take some time off. What?
Shaq, next, I think his wife or his girlfriend or whoever. Look at that.
They must be a very strong person.
That's scary.
That's all I'm going to say. No other context.
That's scary. You want to know what's really crazy?
Shaq's wife must be very strong.
So, Shaq isn't that much taller than LeBron.
Yeah, that is really weird.
But Yao Ming is 7'6".
5 inches taller than
Yao
Shaq.
Ming is 7'6".
Yao Ming could pick both of us up with one hand.
Yeah.
And
well,
he would look like dumbbells.
Yao's pretty skinny.
I'm sorry. Even if he's skinny, being 7'1", you got a strength to
you.
Being 7'6",
no
you
way.
Got a strength to you.
Okay, so Wimby is a
Yao
new player.
Ming could cook anybody listening to this or anybody.
Wimby is a new player. And I think, like, he's like, straight new to the NBA. He's been in the NBA for a minute, since, like, 2023.
The Lakers need a center.
Should have been Yao Ming. But Yao, I said not Yao. Wimby, Victor, Wimby, Yamba is, where was I? I just seen it. He's 6, No, he's 7'4".
Yeah.
I think.
And a big thing.
Yeah, he's 7'4".
It's funny. Imagine being big literally and metaphorically, like, because everybody knows you, and then you're just that tall.
Like, look at this. Like.
That's crazy. Tall people make me sad. No, I'm joking. If you're tall and you're listening to you, this show, we love you.
Nah, you want to know what I really want to know? You know how everybody in the NBA is, like, really just, like, mad tall?
Yeah, for sure.
How tall do you think Curry is?
He's 6'2".
How do you know this? How do you know that off the top of your head?
Wait, am I wrong? I don't know. It's just, like, I remember.
Nah, he's, like, 6'2".
Yeah, I was right.
How do you remember that? You used to use Curry too much.
And motivation, too. You're going to fail. That's one big thing. Because all these people were listening. Shaq, Curry, Kobe. These are people that have failed time and time again in life.
How tall do you think?
And it doesn't matter how many times you fail. It matters how many times you get back up. That's a bar.
I have a quote from the Black Panther himself.
Let's play it.
Chadwick. How you need to fight it. Sometimes you need this is like a little bit after he passed, before he passed away. To activate the real
passion. Do you have eyes on the target?
Ah! Sorry.
Sometimes you need to get knocked down before you can really figure out what your fight is.
Perfect.
And how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and...
A lot of people say that he was talking about his cancer. Because he died of cancer.
Wow.
So, like, if you were, like, and on top of that, like, he had died, like, this is, like, I think after he had gone to, like, his college and talked. And then...
Because that's the thing, people. Sometimes life is limited. You don't got forever.
Before you can really figure out what your fight is and how you need to fight it. Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. This day when you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education. You would rather find purpose than a job or a career.
Sometimes that kind of hit. And then like a lot of people found this like after he had passed away.
Yeah. So I think that's a good quote. You know, if something inspires you while you do it, that's how you know it's meant for you. And if something drains you while you do it, that's how you know it's not meant for you.
Well, that made me realize something.
What?
That made me realize
what? Something.
That track wasn't meant for me. So I was like, if it drains you while you do it.
This is a very context situation thing. See,
anyway.
See, Sean Money here has beef with his track teacher, and his track teacher is listening right now. No, yeah, we know it. We know it. He's in the car listening. He lives in Hudson.
Whoa. Okay. Anyways.
I just knocked him.
We should listen to Aaron's words. We all die. I think I'm going to tell you this. Very motivational speech.
And everybody tuning in. This is, you know, let him do his thing. Then I'm going to do our thing.
None of it changes what a speeding rock does to a body. We all die.
A little dark. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. But it's
the
facts.
Does that mean our lives are meaningless?
See?
Does that mean that there was no point in our being born? Would you say that of our slain comrades? What about their lives? Were they meaningless? They were not! Their memory serves as an example to us all! The courageous fallen, the anguished fallen. Their lives have meaning because we, the living, refuse to forget them. And as we ride to certain death, we trust our successors to do the same for us. Because my soldiers do not buckle or yield when faced with the cruelty of this world. My soldiers push forward. My soldiers scream out. My soldiers rage.
And when you see injustice or unfairness in this world, whether it be your position or a loved one's position, or even if it's a stranger's position, speak up and do the right thing. And, you know, this whole show was about inspiration. Cool, we are Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. And I'm just going to do a little bit of a description of Clubhouse before we dip out for tonight's show. We are tuning out at 7, and you're looking at your radio clock right now in your car. You're looking at your watch. You're looking at the microwave. It is 6:56. Wow. And we are tuning out soon. And Clubhouse Radio is pretty much... Clubhouse is radio. I know. Very, 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 a very stunning revelation. But Clubhouse is pretty much a community center, but better, because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, and we're a drop-in center, so we have everything a community center will have, like a PlayStation 5, food, a bunch of music equipment if you want to create a song, art equipment, all that. And we are located 455 Main Street in Catskill, open every Monday to Saturday from 2 to 8 p.m. Saturday hours are 12 to 8. We're open a little bit more on that day.
Saturdays?
Yeah.
Nah, you want to know something?
My name is Wendy.
Oh my god, no ads. But honestly, I really just wanted to play this motivation, this one last thing, before we really get out of here.
We're going to play this, and then we're going to tune out and make sure everybody at home... Stay motivated, you know. Do the things you want to do.
See you guys.
What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. What's the matter with you? There is no tomorrow.
It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. Always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old,
job's not finished. Job finished?
Before the morning sun,
I don't think so. You want to get to that level, you have to put the work day in and day out.
This man played with a broken finger and won a championship.
I play games with 102 degree fever, man.
Bryant has not sat tonight. He is literally on his last leg right now.
When the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury.
Every time I step on a basketball court, I'm going to put a strong effort out there on the floor. I'm not going to leave anything on the floor.
You have the toughness that you need to get in there and get the job done.
Are you getting better every single day? That's the question.
The key factor for me wasn't whether or not I was ready. It was the fact that if I wasn't ready, I was determined to figure out how to get ready.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today?
Soon we'll be 30 years old.
And be legendary in your own right.
About life, my woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory.